This is CliffCentral.com.
Jonathan Berkowitz is here. He sent me an email the other day and said he's going to launch South Africa's version of Cards Against Humanity, which is awesome. Ben loves this game. You introduced me to it, actually.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah.
We played it on the show a few times.
It's the most politically incorrect game you can play. It's bound to ensure hilarity ensues. And it's always the weirdest combination of things that make people laugh out loud and sometimes go, oh my God, that's so revolting.
To my eternal shame, I've never jawled it. I've heard about it plenty, but I've never jawled it.
Okay, hey Jonathan, how are you?
Hey guys, nice to meet you.
You're good, nice to meet you
very,
too.
Very good.
So have you got some kind of a license from Cards Against Humanity?
I don't, which is fine, because Cards Against Humanity exists on a Creative Commons license.
Oh,
which is great. You guys might know what that is, but for most people, they're like, hey, you're headed straight to being sued. Like, what are you doing?
So in other words, if it's a Creative Commons license, that means that you can go ahead and do this, and you must get it done ASAP, because otherwise someone else could.
Mm.
So it's really about establishing market primacy. So
the whole point is that a Creative Commons license means you can remix and remake the game as long as you don't sell it or make any money off of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to, which is probably a good thing.
You're not going to make money out of it?
I'm not going to make money out of it.
Why are you bothering with this then?
So
Entertainment.
I'm a huge fan of the game myself. I got a bit of money coming in from other sources, like a startup. So like in my spare time, spend my nights doing this.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that, I was sick of playing the American version of the game. You know, you play with the Donald Trump and all of those versions, and you're like, I can't relate to this. Why can't we throw Jacob Zuma in there?
And
you know, what
so
about
many,
a Moosey?
We have so many terrible people in this country
absolutely.
That would make for great cards. All right, so how many suggestions have you got so far? You've asked a lot of people. You sent me this email saying, can we make contributions?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've done is it's a very low-tech solution, but we've got a Google Sheet where anyone can go and submit their card suggestions.
All right, how do we do this? I'm going to try right now. Is it quite a long URL?
It's a horribly long URL.
Okay. Well, maybe you put that up on social media.
But the website for Cards Against Humanity South Africa is very short. It's cards. We go.
Yeah?
No. Forgotten.
Oh, God. You're not very good at promoting
not
yourself.
Not very good. Is it clear that I didn't prepare very well for this?
That's all right. You're doing a game and you're not going to make money out of
it
anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So you'll find it for us. We'll share it. Don't panic. We'll share the whole thing on social media.
So, yeah, I mean, it could be cardsforsa.card.co.
No, that's not. That's too complicated.
Could be.
Too much. Still too long.
Uh-uh.
Yeah,
don't worry.
So it's
don't
just
worry about that.
It's a cool game. To answer your question, we've got about maybe 1,000 suggestions so far. Some really good that go straight into the game. Some don't apply. So
some,
I just toss those out.
They don't understand.
They're just not quite into.
I would like to be brought up to speed, because I understand more or less the basic premise. But for me and those other people listening who actually don't know how the game works, can we sum it up? Just quick summary.
Well, can we play a quick round and show Gord how it works?
Cool. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Ben, you remember how to play this, right?
Yep.
Now, you've got them in sheets. You don't have them in cards yet because you're busy figuring it out. He's going to hand out some sheets to all of us. All right.
I'll be the card czar, as they call it.
All right.
So how it works, there are about 90 black cards in a pack, and there are about 550 white cards.
Mm-hmm.
It's important not to play the race card, however. No.
You should have one in the South African pack.
The race card.
We probably
just
like a joker.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
So basically, you take a black card off the top of the deck, and one person effectively is the moderator for that round. Mm-hmm. So I'll pick one at random. Let me try to find a good one. And you guys all look through your white cards. You've got about 9 on your sheet.
And we see who can come up with the most offensive or funny or ridiculous
answer
line to complete.
And then
card.
I, being turn. The card czar, gets to decide which I personally think is funniest or which I think should win the round, right?
Okay.
So there's 4 of us playing. 3 of you will give suggestions.
All right.
Sia,
you come and play as well, because you're so offended by some of these.
Yeah, let's do this.
This is very smart. I'm looking at some of these things, and it's starting to make a lot of sense how this game can be completely South African orientated.
Right. Okay, so let's go.
I think I got a pretty good one here.
Okay.
Honorable Malema, we cannot stop proceedings for blank.
I got a good one. Steve Hoffmeyer naked on an Nguni hide with an acoustic guitar. Could only be South African, right?
Who's next?
Musi Mamani's accent change.
I'll go the sad eyes of a public servant.
Oh my goodness.
That's a good one.
A televised bus club. Can't.
All right, who wins?
I'm going to have to go for Sia. Televised.
Yeah. I thought I was.
All right, another one. Go. This is fun.
The new Corsa Bucky with the power and space to take blank everywhere you go.
Oh, well, if it's South Africa, can I go?
Well, I've got a good one.
Okay.
My vagina.
A dead body in the felt. It is South Africa.
A bathroom door on Valentine's Day.
And last but not least, my black ass.
All right, this is good.
It's going to have
one
to be
more.
Gaudy, up,
why did I find myself in this situation again?
I mean, it's my black ass over Garrett's vagina. I think this is a close fought battle.
Very close. All right, one more.
How about what's missing from the cake? What's missing from the cradle of mankind?
I've got a pretty racist and offensive one, actually.
Oh, that's what it's about.
Yeah. You people. In inverted commas. You people are missing from the cradle of humankind. That's pretty racist, all right?
The unemployment line.
I'm going to go literal and answer the question literally, because an inner city walking tour is actually missing from the cradle.
Very true.
Just the phrase one more time.
What's missing from the cradle of mankind?
The News 24 comment section.
All right. You see, so we've got to now submit white card answers and black card answers, or black card questions.
That's right. Yeah. It's great. It's really fun. I've got a team.
I mean, there's a whole subcategory under Batabile Dlamini and Faith Mutambi and...
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, Guptas alone are a whole deck of cards.
Wow. Yeah, this is great.
We have the Guptas somewhere in here.
I'm sure
a lot.
Yeah. They probably own it. You don't know, but they do.
Yeah. You probably have a finger in that pie, too.
So anyone could submit.
Anyone could submit, and I implore everyone to submit. You know, the thing is, I'm a 24-year-old white Jewish guy from Joburg. I'm not at all...
That's a good answer for the one of the cards. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll throw that in there. I'm not at all a fully comprehensive view of South Africa.
Yeah.
And this really is supposed to be a game by all South Africans for all South Africans. And it's not really like a tagline I'm throwing out there. It's something I truly believe in, you know?
And I am for this, and the reason I brought you in here is because I believe we should go out of our way to offend each other in order to heal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally. So true.
Also, I think a 24-year-old white Jewish guy from Joburg should be on a white card.
Yes, well, that's what I just said, Gord. You weren't
sorry. Also, like...
Gord's submissions need to be filtered. I'm just going to throw
that in. Yeah, I'll just copy Gareth's. Are you going to actually do like a printed version? I know you can download your own, but the cool ones you buy, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So financially, it makes no sense for me to spend like... I've done costing on it. It's like 300, 350 bucks to produce like... playing card quality.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you think about a deck of cards, 52 playing cards, you buy that in the shops, it's like 40 bucks, 50 bucks, whatever it is.
Can we play an online version?
So, yeah, I mean, this is... There are online versions, right?
Why don't you build an app which throws out the white cards?
Because I've got too many apps going on in my life at the moment.
Okay, all right. That's true. If everyone's got this on the app, right, so you can be the card czar, and then you just tap that button, and then you get the black card, and everyone else has the app, and then a white card just comes up.
I mean, you're already putting a database together, so
just throw it up.
I'm just saying, Jonathan. You know?
And you could battle your homies remotely. You don't have to be together in the
room.
Well,
here we go. If anyone listening to this wants to help me build an app, this is a crowdsourced game.
And guys, here is possibly a way for you to make money, because you could charge for the app download, you know, like 90 cents or whatever it is. Everybody puts that in. It helps pay for the cost.
And the Guptas will only take 70 cents of that.
Well, just stick ads in it, man, for everyone to ignore.
Let's do it. I think this is a great idea. You'll send us that URL so that we can make contributions.
Will.
And good luck with the game.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a lot of fun, as you can see, sitting
Please
around
can we play
here.
One more round? Do we have time?
Let's give us a new white sheet each. And let's play. Yeah, let's play. Of course we've got time. We've always got time for stupid and fun on this show.
You know how to play this now.
It was a steep learning curve, but I think I have it, yeah.
All right, let's go. I've got some amazing ones on my list here. All right, you're in charge, Jonathan. It's your game. Go ahead.
I dedicate my 67 minutes on Mandela Day to...
Denying being a coconut.
One bullet for one settler.
Riot police, tear gas, and a water cannon.
Just because I have this, I'll take advantage of it. My white friends.
Who wins?
I'm going to have to say one bullet for one settler.
Yeah, that's very offensive. I like that. I could have gone with white privilege, but I thought that was funny.
How about this one? Yeah. Put blank in your bunny chow for extra zing.
White privilege. No, wait. I've got a better one. Tuli Madonsela's power suits.
I'll go baby parts for Muti.
Ooh,
that's the best. No, we're done.
It's gonna be hard to beat. But
we don't know yet.
Go, Ben. I actually don't have something for this. Everything I have doesn't really apply.
Ooh, failure.
No. I play this game many, many times.
Try again.
Peter Dirk Ace's wig.
Yeah, the best I have on my sheet is a Hong Kong pair of sneakers.
All right. Last one. Let's go. One last one, and then we're done.
The recipe for a perfect braai. Vorse, booze, and blank.
A voo-voo dildo.
Ew! What is that even? Ew!
A dick slap from the tokolos.
Oh, actually, this doesn't sound far off to my recipe for a perfect braai. Getting naked and watching Three Talk with Nolene.
I've got to add one more.
All right.
Just say the phrase again.
The recipe for a perfect braai. Vos, booze, and?
A respected machosha.
At least she's respected. At least she's respected.
All right. Thank you, everybody. If you want to find out more, we will post the links so you can join in Jonathan's little hobby on the side here. What is your business? Tell me about your business.
We've got an app that helps kids overcome a lot of their problems,
That's exactly the opposite of cards
against humanity. This is my horrible outlet from a betterment project.
We all need a relief.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah, so, I've got too many apps on the go. But,
so you help children? How? What do you mean?
So the Cliff Notes version, we've created a comic superhero world where we sort of represent the solutions to the problems as superpowers, and we represent the problems themselves, like separation worries or anxiety, whatever it may be, as villains. So the kids learn quote-unquote superpowers to defeat the villains, and it's all based in cognitive behavioral coaching, which is a form of psychology.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Are you a psychologist by...
No, one of our business partners is. I'm the marketing and the sort of the business guy behind it. We've got a creative team. We've got the illustrator. It's a comic book, but in an app. So we've got the illustrators and the creative team down in Cape Town, obviously. And we've got our developers up in Joburg, again, obviously.
Nicely done, man. Yeah. That's good.
But also, because the web URL for the game is impossible to remember, what is your Twitter handle? How can people find you? You must remember.
He's got to look up.
He's a great marketing guy. Hang on.
Absolutely.
I don't know my name or the name of my website. But
who is this outside? Who's that at the window?
That's my girlfriend, my overly supportive girlfriend.
Okay, well, does she know maybe? You know, here, someone step in and save this poor man from not knowing his own
URL. Got it.
Okay, yeah.
Unless, Claude, you want to jump on the radio?
I'm Clara.
Hi, Clara. Go ahead.
Hi.
Save this poor guy.
It's CAH, so Cards Against Humanity _South Africa.
Okay.
Is that a Facebook or a...
That's Instagram.
CAH _South Africa.
CAH _South Africa on Instagram. And we can start with that, and all the others will be on there, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Over time, I post about 4 or 5 a day, automatically just gets posted, and they're pretty fun. So go ahead and have fun with it, guys.
Very good. And anyone can join in. But he's not going to try and sell these for money. So if you have good suggestions, this could be your way to contribute to the national movement to offend everyone.
Ah, guys, and unity through humor. That's what you guys are all about.
A respected Mahosha, baby parts for Muti. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about.
You must have to filter out a lot of really dickheadish suggestions.
Yeah, no,
and you must also get a lot of duplicates.
Loads of duplicates, loads of just things that people say. Like that shout out, Jacob Zuma, and you're like, oh, but that's not a car. Do you know what I mean? Like, so we have there's a girl down in Cape Town who's just passionate about the project, and she's a copywriter. Her name's Sam Nudigate, and she's doing an awesome job.
Nudigate?
Almost as good as P.
That's a great name.
And she's helping me, like, sort of make the cards appropriate to work with each other. You know how Ben, one of his white cards didn't, like, his white cards didn't apply? No. So it's hard, obviously. They're over 700 cards to make them all apply. But she's doing a great job for me.
Are you going to cap it at a certain number? Are you going to say, once we've got 2,000 submissions, we're finished?
No, submissions, 20 million is enough.
Okay.
For the game itself, it's 100 black cards and 440 white cards. That's the ratio of the official game. So when we fill up that quota, then I'll be sending it out as a free PDF to anyone who has signed up on the website. Again, we'll post that link somewhere. So you go there, you sign up, you put your email, and I'll send it to you for free. All you have to do is go to your local Postnet or Jetline, and they know how to print Cards Against Humanity. So it costs, I don't know, $200 or whatever it is.
Oh, wow.
And they print, so you can sit around playing the game with your friends.
I love it.
That's an interesting point, though, because I've heard you can download this and versions of this. They actually have, like, a specific setup.
Yeah, so that's, like, kind of one of the things I'm doing, is I'm taking all of these cards, like what you're looking at here, these sheets of paper, is what it's going to look like when you download it. Hmm. So you take this to Jetline, they cut it according to these guidelines.
Wow.
And then you play with these cards. You know what I mean? Hmm. So it's quite a cool thing to do at a braai.
Anyone have any immediate suggestions? Anything that nice and meaty that we could throw in immediately? Jonathan will write it down and add it to the list. Come on.
Faith Mutambi's rock. That has to be straight in there.
The rock she moved in the road.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's common parlance yet, but okay.
But this is how it becomes.
All right.
Mm. Common parlance.
Butterbilis boobage.
Yeah, Butterbilis enormous titties. That's got to be one.
Yeah.
Cloudy's ego.
Soft.
No, okay. Like something like the redness that makes Cloudy's eyes.
We need a bit of time, I would say, because all of those suggestions are shit. Don't worry about that.
Thanks for asking, though.
Don't include any of those.
But anyway, look, I did some amazing things, and I found the website, cards4sa.carrd.co.
So complicated.
Give us a short one. But eventually when you get there, it's kind of fun because, wow, that's quite something.
All right. Well, we'll all join in. I see no reason why anyone wouldn't want to be a part of this. And can you include things from overseas if they're valid, or is it all South African?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to
put a Bill Cosby something in there.
Yeah. No, for sure. We're trying to make it a fun game just for South Africans. So anything South Africa, I mean, we're not immune to overseas, right? So overseas pop culture or anything like that. But I mean, something like the line at Home Affairs. Come on, we all relate to that. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. But
if it's something about Donald Trump's love of Russia, I mean, sure, let's go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Very good.
Could you mix this with another version?
Absolutely, yeah. That's a really good point. So you can take any of these. You can take your favorite white cards or black cards and throw them into the official set and just substitute because it's all fair game because they all sort of apply.
And you have a stack a kilometer high eventually. All right, very good. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Good luck.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you could come in this morning, and we hope we make some contributions and some people who listen to this and enjoy this kind of stuff make their contributions too.
Thank you so much.
Powerful stuff. There we go. Let's start getting each other all riled up with Cards Against Humanity, the South African version. And we'll put up all those links on cliffcentral.com later on so you can go and join in. Maybe you've got one suggestion, maybe you've got 10. Up to you. Get involved.
This is cliffcentral.com.